309.
Talk Live. We are launching an hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As we go right into your phone call, still to come, the story about a couple folks that were arrested over a $10 tax bill. But first, we go to your calls. Jeremy is on the line listening in Montana. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. I'm very sorry to hear about them. I very much was advocating for y'all to remain on the air there. I don't know what happened. Lord knows what, you know, what happens when I leave Northwest Montana anyway. I'm just happy you guys are still there and willing to take my call.
Sure. We're definitely
not your fault.
So you actually called in tonight, even though you aren't listening on the radio as you used to be able to.
Well, right, because I know that, but, you know, I'm on the line, you know, to be waiting, so I understand what your stories are, and I'm just sorry that the lady there, which is the daughter of John Stokes, didn't win over because she really advocated for you guys also.
Right, right. You're talking about our affiliate KGEZ, who I believe is still on our Saturday program. I'm not sure what else they're carrying at this moment, trying to iron all that out. But anyway, it was like, I guess, a big family fight between the station owner John Stokes and his daughter Elizabeth, who was the programmer. She was really going to bat for us, as she always has, and just didn't work out, I guess.
Fight between all of us, you know?
Yeah.
And when comes today, you know, that we leave all our BS aside and start to stand together. And I'm not talking about kumbaya boy.
Yep. Good save. Yeah, I'm with you, man. I understand. But, you know, some people are going to be intolerant of the Liberty viewpoint, and that's just something we have to deal with doing this program. Jeremy, good hearing from you. Have a great night, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. You know, we understood when we started doing this kind of iconoclastic radio that it just wasn't going to be for everybody, and eventually there was going to be certain listeners that were offended and certain radio stations that don't really know how to handle offended listeners.
And there's radio stations that build niches. And you wouldn't put us on your sports talk station, would you?
No, that would be silly.
Okay. Well, KGEZ has a niche that they built for themselves there in Kalispell, which is a great thing. And
Fringe Conspiracy Radio, and we just don't fit that. I mean, I guess that's kind of a good thing, right? Although, again, they still have us on to some extent, just trying to figure out when that is. Anyway, let's continue here. Cassidy is on the line listening in Athens to WAIS. Hello, Cassidy.
Hello? Cassidy?
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, great, awesome. Okay, well, I have actually several different topics I'd like to discuss.
I don't know how many we'll get through, but get to your most important one, and let's start with that and see how it goes.
Okay, well, it's concerning female colleagues getting paid less than their male counterparts. And Athens, Ohio is home of Ohio University, and this is a major topic in this area. I mean,
Are you listening to the radio right now in the background?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to turn your radio down, or it's going to confuse the hell out of you.
Yeah, no wonder.
I
was kidding.
Okay. Yeah. Cassidy, do you have some thoughts on it? I mean, you know.
Well, most definitely. The women professors and other faculty around here at OU are at the end of their ropes right now, especially because president of the university just got a $300,000 a year raise when all of the faculty and staff are it's hard to make ends meet.
Sure.
Athens County is one of the poorest counties in Ohio, let alone the United States. And I mean, I just find it completely unfair that women that are more qualified and have more tenure than their male counterparts are getting paid less.
It must be frustrating. Why do they keep working for those people if they're not treating them right?
Well, I think the problem is it's hard for women to get hired anywhere just because of the job market the way it is. But
I don't understand why that would be.
I don't, promises.
Why would that be so? Why would it be so hard for women to get hired anywhere? I mean, if a woman is talented enough and is qualified for the job, there's no reason why she shouldn't get it. You could maybe say that there just aren't enough academic jobs out there, and that they have to take those jobs if they want to work in the world of academia. That might be a possibility.
Well,
like there's just aren't any other options.
Well, that's a possibility. I think it's more of the false promises that OU has been giving their employees for years and years, and they're just fed up at this point. They're talking about unionizing. They've been doing that for a while.
Why don't they just go start their own school?
I don't have any problem with union, people unionizing as long as they don't go to the government for, to back their union.
Right.
Cassidy, I wish them the best of luck. What was the other issue you wanted to cover tonight?
Well, I wanted to, Cassidy, before you go on, I wanted to address
schemes.
This.
I'm not really sure where I was going to go with that.
Well, hang on a second, Cassidy. Mark had a comment, if we could. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that.
So terrible.
Cassidy, hold on for just a moment. Mark, why don't you slip in that comment?
Well, I wanted to make a point on female workers, and I don't think that any employer that makes promises to people and reneges on those promises, I think that's a bad employer and people shouldn't work for them. But one of my thoughts is that, you know, when you're looking at males and females as far as employability, you're looking at women and they're going to get this condition, call it an illness, call it pregnancy, call it whatever you want, that's likely to take them out of work 1, 2, 3 times in their work years. And I think to some extent that makes them less valuable employees to an employer. Now, I don't think that that's true necessarily in the academic setting, but I think overall, It's just a reality of nature that, you know, women are going to be out in pregnancy and guys aren't going to be out as much, and that just makes male workers to some extent more valuable. What do you think about that?
Cassidy, are you still there?
A third of what their male counterparts are.
They're making a third?
Yeah.
Well, it seems unfair to me.
Yeah, I mean,
if
I were hiring a woman, I think that to address the pregnancy concerns, Mark, if there weren't so many governmental regulations dealing with, you know, what government or what companies have to do for pregnant women as far as, you know, if you get pregnant, you have to have your job waiting for you when you come back, and it has to be the same pay scale, and, you know, there's a lot,
what
I understand.
Also, and then also there's this thing about how men get pregnancy leave now, too.
Which, I don't think that the government should be mandating anybody's pregnancy leave or anything like that. Personally, I think it should. I think that employment is a contract between two entities, and that's where it should be left.
If I were an employer and I didn't have to deal with this awful governmental regulation situation with women workers, I would like to have a contract with them to where they understand that as long as they don't get pregnant, they can have the same sort of rate that their male counterparts will. But if they're going to get pregnant, then they understand that I would reserve the right to go ahead and demote them or possibly eliminate their position, because if you're going to walk out of my business, then I don't owe you anything. So I would put that into my contract, and then they'd have the same exact rate. They'd get paid the same rate, and if they decided to get pregnant, they would be terminating the agreement.
Well, exactly, and that's what the university has done, is terminated their agreements with these female faculty and staff. And then they're giving the president of the university a $300,000 a year raise.
When you say they terminated their agreements, what do you mean by that? They're still working there, right?
Well, they're still working there, but they haven't gotten the raises that they've been promised.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's where I would say you either go in there and you talk to, maybe unionizing is a good idea, but otherwise you could go in and tell these people, look, you know, you like my services. If I'm a valuable employee, you need to give me what you promised me, or I'm going to go find somewhere else to work. I mean, if they're not making that much at the university, then they could certainly make not that much at flipping burgers or something like that.
Well, the thing is, I mean, the university is the highest paying employer in
Then they can't be that bad.
Then it's hard to complain about that.
Thanks for the call, Cassidy, and I hope to hear from you again. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I know she had more to talk about, but Dave is also on the line in the same area, so we'll see what he thinks about the situation that she described, and take your calls about whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
Paul, you write about a God who's incredibly compassionate in the face of real human brokenness. Is he really that good?
You know, most of my life I didn't think so, and it was because from the very beginning I painted God with, unfortunately, the face of my own father. And for my father, it was all about performance, and it was all about trying to be better and do better and just striving to meet up with enough so that I might get some affection and grace and love on his part, which didn't happen. And so a lot of times our relationship with God is based on that same kind of idea that God is angry. You know what? God is so much better and bigger and more loving than we can imagine.
And I think that's a story of Scripture that starts from the very beginning. You say creation got broken, and God's involved in it now to bring it to healing and wholeness, not to walk around like an angry sheriff with a big stick.
For more information on the New York Times best-selling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now. Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. AC in here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features include the wiki, over 1,700 pages, created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
So I've started taking a new dietary supplement. I guess I've been taking it for about 2 weeks now, and it's called DEXC20. And the idea behind it is that it It does some stuff to break down fat in your body, but it's mostly, from what I can tell, for me at least, it's an appetite suppressant. I'm no scientist or anything like that, but it seems to be working. It used to be that I would eat my meal, and then at the sort of the end of the meal, I'd have to make a decision as to whether or not I wanted to eat some more or mm-hmm. stop. And I knew that it wasn't good to continue eating, but I just had this sort of greedy feeling at the yeah. end of the meal. It's eliminated that particular portion of me eating and resulted so far in me losing a couple of pounds.
Not bad.
It's, you know, when I only have 10 or 15 pounds to lose, it's not too bad. Those last 10 or 15 pounds are always the hardest. It's Dexy 20. If you're interested in trying to lose weight, Dexy 20 seems like a very easy way to do it. I haven't changed my diet in any way. I haven't changed my exercise pattern in any way, and I've lost some weight.
How do people get it?
Well, they can go to Walgreens, CVS, any old place that pretty much has a pharmacy. It's in a gold box. It's called Dexy 20.
All right, there you go. As we continue with your phone calls, Dave, listening in Athens to WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. I want to agree with your last caller that the OU's doesn't have equal pay for women, in that OU has an airplane just for the president himself.
Wow.
Wow. Airplane. Pretty yep. sweet.
Well, you'd think that you could get the college kids behind this. I mean, aren't they concerned with stuff like that, the college kids? Aren't they concerned with the quality and things like that? Can't you get them to rally and, you know, not go to class or something until,
I think.
Until the situation is resolved?
I know that. I've lived in Athens all my life, so I've seen...
Nobody's obligated to go and attend that college, and nobody's obligated to go and work for those people, so it would seem that a little bit of ostracism, maybe walking out of work or something like that, could possibly go a long way to fixing that situation. But then again, I'm not there, and I don't know exactly what all the political... internal ramifications would be of such actions. But it doesn't seem like complaining is going to solve the problem. It seems like maybe action.
Well, complaining is the way to start. Unionize.
Say what?
I'm reading in the paper they have tried to unionize, and OU doesn't want them to.
Well,
I imagine they don't. One way to stop them from unionizing is giving them some of the things that they want.
Yep, there you go. So maybe that'll
okay,
be their
I'll
bargaining chip.
I'll check in more, and I'll give you a call next week.
Thanks, Dave. Always appreciate right. hearing from you. 800-259-9231 as we continue and talk to Lou in Kansas. Lou, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
I don't know if you read Flashdot or not, but there's an interesting article that halfway down says a guy with a home chemistry lab in Massachusetts was raided.
Uh-oh.
And they can't charge him with, haven't figured out how to charge him with terrorism charges or drug manufacturing charges, but the bureaucrat who they quoted said, well, they just don't agree with what he's doing in his house, and it doesn't seem suitable for a residential neighborhood. He's just an inventor that's tinkering in his basement, so
wow.
they tore apart his lab My for 3 days and took everything. So.
And what happened? Did someone snitch him out?
I don't know. It doesn't say. I would suppose a neighbor probably did. Or else they probably intercepted his mail and looked for clues as to what he was ordering. You know, if you order too much of certain quantities of chemicals or mm-hmm. certain chemicals at all from supply houses, they automatically notify the federal government as to what you're doing. So he's probably tipped off that way.
Wow, that's awful news. I'm yeah. sorry to hear about that. And it ties back into, you know, the discussion we were having over the weekend about the homeschoolers and whether or not they would be able to do chemistry types of experiments at home. And if there are laws like this around or there's, you know, police departments willing to break into somebody's house and steal their chemistry equipment just because, well, you've got some. I mean, that's a pretty big deterrent to helping your kids understand how chemicals interact with one another.
Yeah, most definitely. And one more thing I want to bring up. You mentioned the Federal Reserve being a government entity. I went to their website, and I really can't tell. I've heard that it isn't. It's kind of like not the Federal Reserve, the FDIC. The FDIC is a quasi-government organization, kind of like the Federal Reserve, since it's, I mean, they're both blatantly unconstitutional. So I think they get around the Constitution by having some kind of quasi-government corporation.
Yeah. I think sometimes they're referred to, and I'm not sure if this actually accurately describes the Fed, but I know, for instance, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are referred to as, I think it's government-sponsored entities or something like that. So they were essentially created by the government, and they're semi-marketized. So they're quasi-private agencies that were created or legitimized by the state.
Strange gray area.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the FDIC only has $150 billion supposedly on hand, and they have about $4 trillion in liabilities, so don't count on it.
It's a little disturbing.
You definitely can't. Lou, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you as we go to Jeff in Seattle. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey.
It's on your mind.
I got a question for you guys.
Certainly.
I got this letter. I owe the IRS money. I owe them like $17,000.
Why?
Well, actually, check this out. My mother passed away when I was real young. Unfortunately, I was too young to remember. It was like 1.5. And she left me a trust fund. So when I turned 18, the trust kicked in, and I was gifted like $120,000. So, of course, the IRS came in, and they said, you owe us $13,000, and I didn't pay it for a long time, so now it's up to 17, and I get this letter that says that they're going to, I guess, come get, it says to prevent property loss, they have an intent to levy, and I have, like, the right to a hearing or something.
So, wait, do you have a house that they could take from you?
No, that's my question. I don't really have anything in my name, so I'm wondering what they can actually do here.
Do you have a vehicle that with a title in your name?
No. I got a bank account.
Well, how much money's in your bank account?
Nothing.
No, they can't.
Where's
take
the money
out of that?
I spent it on weed.
No, you didn't.
$100,000? I mean, for the most part, I bought a lot of electronics. I was very irresponsible with it. I'm not gonna
lie. Do you have the electronics?
I did a lot of traveling.
Excellent.
All of the stuff.
Where are the electronics?
Let's see. If I haven't sold them, I have a broken big screen TV downstairs, and everything else I think I sold.
Okay.
The only thing I can think of is I believe they can garnish your. Do you have a job?
Yeah. No. I'm actually very productive now. I'm not that way anymore.
That wasn't really my question, but my point with that is they can take money out of your paycheck if they really don't have any other way to come after you.
Mm. Yeah, they actually did that to me before, and I guess but they're so slow that if you just change jobs every 6 to 8 months, they'll never be able to catch up with you.
I stay on the run then. I mean, it's
well, I'm not gonna. I can't do that. On top of it all, I just married a girl from Japan, and if I don't, I mean, I've been kind of slowly paying it off because if I don't, they're gonna come take her green card.
Yeah, I suspect that they can do all kinds of awful things.
I would try to set up some kind of a payment plan with them. Try to structure some payments so you don't keep getting slammed with penalties. That's the best advice
I
have.
Good luck,
for
man.
You.
Let us know how it goes. And thank you for the call, 800-259-9231. When you're 18 and someone gives you $100,000, try hanging on to some of it.
Wait until it goes to 30.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, you're fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include updates. You get signed up, and we will let you know whenever there's something fresh that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. You know, I've told you we got the story about the people arrested for a $10 ticket or whatever. Or owing $10 in taxes, and we'll get to that. But I just came across a pretty outrageous police abuse story that I think we need to share. Manuel Laura from LeeRockwell.com turned me onto this one from 9news.com. The Denver District Attorney's Office has dropped its case against a man who is facing 3 years in prison for assault after 9 Wants to Know obtained and showed prosecutors a videotape of the man's arrest. Now remember, this man was facing charges, and they were treating him like any other common criminal until all of a sudden a videotape surfaced. So this is more examples of another real-life example of why it is that the video camera and audio recording devices and still cameras are the best damn tools any of you can possibly have with you at any time to keep you safe from these rampaging thugs calling themselves police officers. Here's the story. Denver Police Department has also started an internal investigation. On the video, which was shot outside Coors Field on the home opener of the Colorado Rockies game on April 4th, undercover Denver police detectives hit, kicked, and choked Mr. John Heaney. According to Heaney, they both unloaded on me, and I started seeing stars, and the whole thing was just bam, bam, bam after that.
Wow.
Someone had a chokehold, and they were all on top of me, and I couldn't breathe, and I thought I was going to die. After three detectives had Heaney face down on the ground with his hands behind his back, the video shows undercover detective Michael Cordova pull Heaney's hair, lift up his head, and slam it into the ground, breaking two of his teeth on the cement.
Ugh.
Now, you'd think that, you know, you would maybe do something like that if this man was a danger to the cops. Like, if he was fighting back against the police and hurting the cops, then, you know, then they would need to do what it took to subdue him. But he wasn't fighting back, as the story and the video shows. Heaney says he had to have his two teeth capped. "I didn't know my teeth were broken until I was spitting out loose pieces," he said. Heaney was charged with second-degree assault on a police officer and criminal mischief after one of the officer's sunglasses were broken during the arrest.
Oh, good heavens.
The officers claim Heaney rode his bicycle through a red light at 20th and Blake Streets and then punched Officer Cordova in the nose. Heaney, who didn't know the men were undercover police officers, said he only flipped Cordova's Rockies hat off his head. Heaney says he was biking past Coors Field on April 4th to visit his terminally ill mother in a nursing home nearby. Detectives Cordova and James Costigan, both on the Denver Vice Narcotics Squad, were working undercover in a scalping ring. Although 9 News is naming the officers, we have chosen not to show their faces to protect their undercover identities. A local sports TV crew was videotaping the opening day of the Rockies when they saw and videotaped the arrest, but apparently the cops didn't realize that they were being videotaped, as you'll find out here in moments. The TV producer who was there on the scene said, "It's the thing that kind of made everybody gasp was when the officer took the back of a guy's head and shoved it to the ground on his face. He wasn't resisting. It was totally uncalled for." I mean, beyond the whole fact that they were beating the hell out of him, the extra step that they took was to crack his teeth on the ground. And in fact, you can actually hear the camera is probably a few dozen feet back from this, and you can actually hear the teeth cracking on the pavement. Anyway, the story here says, when Pinky saw men beating Heaney, he ran in to stop the fight. The video shows that's when the officers yelled, "Hey, we're cops! Get the F out of here!" Frankie gave the videotape of the arrest to 9 News. "Had I not been rolling the camera and no one else was rolling the camera, it might have just been swept under the rug," said Pinky. Before the
I suspect
Denver...
it was. It sounds like it was had been swept under the rug until this, the tape showed up.
"Before the Denver detectives knew about the videotape, they wrote reports and were deposed in court about what happened. Both officers said Heaney was throwing wild punches at them, hit the officers in the face and chest, and continued to attack them even when they had him on the ground. Under oath, Cordova and Costigan also denied knowing anything about Heaney's broken teeth. Heaney's attorney, Lynn Heyman, asked Cordova in court, was there a point at which somebody slammed his face into the ground? Cordova answered, absolutely not. So here you are, with another example of the police just lying right there in court, lying on their police report, lying in court about what happened to them. They were not being attacked by this guy. They were not in any danger whatsoever. The dude, I mean, he's like an old hippie in his late 50s. This guy is not, you know, some crazy wild man on PCP, which is what they kind of like described him as, throwing wild punches. Not so. And so then they denied, and then the other guy, the other cop said, to the question, how did Mr. Heaney's front teeth get broken? The other cop says, I haven't a clue. When you start raising, or you start seeing that the officers are making arguments that are directly contradicted by this videotape, it raises questions about how believable the police officers are, said one of the people there. The Denver Police Department didn't...
See, and when police have power like this, some of them are going to abuse it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the percentage is, but...
It's more than you think.
You know, I can tell you that if somebody flipped my hat... You know, while I was talking to them, you know, trying to get them to stop or whatever it is that they felt like they were completely within their rights to do, I might get upset. I can tell you I wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
And so therefore, if I have that kind of power, it's possible I'm going to abuse it. I think that this is a relatively normal reaction, but the problem is that they have the kind of authority that's imbued in a police officer.
Yep, and everybody believes the cops. If there's no video around, then whatever the cops say is like gold in the courtroom.
That's true.
And it's the question is how often are the cops lying when it comes to situations like this where there is no videotape and all you have is the word of the cops against the word of the guy that got beaten up? Who do you believe? Well, I would tend to believe the victim, but the courts tend to believe the cops unless there's video. And in this case, there was. But interestingly enough, even though they were outside of a baseball stadium, the Colorado Rockies, right outside of the stadium was where this was going on. So even though this was right out in public and there were people around, funny, the Denver Police Department didn't interview any civilian witnesses during their investigation of Mr. Heaney's arrest.
There just weren't any.
They just wrote their own reports, and that was it. And this guy was facing 3 years on an assault charge until the video surfaced. However, Nine News interviewed three witnesses who all say Heaney did not hit the officers. Huh. Why do you think they didn't want to interview any witnesses? Maybe because it would damage their case?
Because they knew what their case was. They knew what happened.
Videographer Jason Jewett said, I never saw the bicyclist make any sort of swing at either of the officers. Another one, witness said he definitely didn't start it. That's for sure. That man took four pictures of the arrest. A hospital report and x-rays of Cordova's nose shows it was not bleeding or broken after the arrest. And Cordova, this is the cop, Cordova claims it was red and swollen. The Denver Police Department said Monday it's conducting an internal investigation. The investigation is underway. No conclusion should be drawn until all of the facts are available, until the totality of the circumstances can be considered.
You can't believe this videotape.
Everyone in our country is initially entitled to a presumption of innocence, even police officers. In addition to his injuries to his teeth, Heaney says he suffered neck and shoulder injuries. Officers Cordova and Costigan,
as coached by his lawyer,
are still on duty while the investigation is underway. So there you have it. 1-800-259-9231.
It's brutal.
Yeah, I mean, what more needs to be said? This man, if it weren't for this videotape, would have gone to the pokey. 3 years he was facing on an assault charge. He was going to visit his sick mom in a nursing home that day when he ran a red light on his bicycle, according to the story. The undercover cop yelled, hey, a-hole, you just ran through the red light, or whatever, and I guess that started the confrontation.
Hey, mind your own business, pal.
Yeah, mind your own business. He flipped the guy's hat, and then the cops proceeded to beat him and claimed they didn't do anything of that sort. 1-800-259-9231 is the number for you. Now then, what about the people that were arrested over a $10 tax bill? Ohio.com has that story.
Waiting on this one.
Deputies didn't take the Clarks into custody because they agreed to go to court that afternoon, but that didn't stop the arrest from going through. We'll tell you more about what happened to these poor folks, Kimberly and Daniel Clark, on the way here, and take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Video cameras are so important these days, more so than ever with these out-of-control cops. It's your best protection. I stand by that statement. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
As many of you know, I put on a little extra weight with the baby. Not much, 10 or 15 pounds, but my pants don't fit right anymore. Some of them are darn hard to button. Now, I'm not a real good dieter. I cut back for a day or two, and then I break down and end up binging. My exercise schedule has been pretty lax, too. So I needed another solution. Well, I heard about a product called Dex-C20. I contacted them. I've been taking the product for about 10 days now, and I've lost 2 pounds. Now, that may not seem like a whole bunch, but I haven't done anything else. No dieting and no exercise outside of my normal activity. Most weight loss supplements make me mean and crazy. I can't take them. I'm too sensitive to the stimulants. Not Dex-C20. It's all natural and has none of the stimulants. You can find it at most major drugstores like Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. Go and pick up a bottle of Dex-C20 in the gold box today and start losing weight the easy way. Dex-C20.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know, I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate hangover defense tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it?
Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkandmate.com. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then please amp the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send in $3 a month via any major credit card, PayPal account, or some of the alternate options that we have there. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations and bringing more Internet listeners to the message of freedom and liberty. If you like that idea and you want perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, go get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com. As we go to your calls, Rick is on the line listening in Athens to WAIS. Hello, Rick.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind?
Talking about crooked cops. I live down here at Athens County, Ohio, southern part of Ohio.
Yes, sir.
Well, in the southern part of Ohio, down here in Athens County, we got a town up here called Gloucester. This is where I live.
Okay. Yes.
We got drug dealers up here dealing their shit on the street.
Oh, we can't let you get away with that. Shoot. Thank you for the call, though. 800-259-9231. As we addressed earlier in the program, drug dealers would not be on the streets dealing their S if it weren't for the war on drugs. Which places them there? If it weren't for the war on drugs, then you could go down to Walmart or Walgreens or wherever it is you buy Dexy-20 and buy yourself some cocaine along with it if you wanted to. But we don't have that kind of freedom, so because those products are prohibited, gangsters, criminals, and other violent individuals get into the business of selling cocaine and other illegal drugs, and that's why you have drug dealers on the streets. I would have liked to have known where he was going with that, but we got to do what we got to do.
That's the rule.
Yeah. So, hey, you know what, Nick, you were commenting during one of the breaks on this story out of Denver, where there was this undercover sting operation going on for scalping, and you had a few things to say about that. I want to give you the chance to.
Well, I've never understood exactly what the case is for making scalping illegal, because the scalpers buy their tickets from whatever agency is selling the tickets, whether it's a sports team or whether there's a middleman who's selling the tickets. They bought the tickets, so it's their property, and all they're doing is reselling it at a higher market value because they wait and they time it right, and they sell generally right before the event when an event's sold out or tickets are hard to find. And I've never understood what the case is for making this illegal. They're simply engaging in very rudimentary business.
Yeah, it seems like, I mean, this is basically, scalping is entrepreneurship, isn't it? I mean, you perceive that there's going to be a demand for a particular event. You go in and you pick up a bunch of tickets, and then you try to sell them out to people at a higher rate. Sometimes you're going to win, sometimes you're going to lose.
Pretty much every business is taking something getting it for, you know, one would hope that you buy low and sell high. But, I mean, that's everything. If I were to buy a car, I can sell it for whatever I can get for it. If I mean, it's rare that you can sell a car for more than what you bought it for, but that's okay.
Well, now, there are some things that say not for resale on them. So is it possible that many of these tickets actually specify on the backside that, you know, you are not to resell?
It's possible, but I've never really understood why, because scalpers, generally speaking, are selling the tickets at a higher price than what the box offices are able to get for them.
And is it a crime to break open a you know, family pack of Snickers bars and sell them individually? I don't think that they're going to take you know, drag kids out of school for this,
yeah,
and put them in jail. And the fact is, they will put scalpers in jail. And as far as I'm concerned, you're buying something and you're reselling it. And I don't see a problem with it either.
Well, you should be able to make some money. I mean, if you're taking a risk and you're putting your money out there, you should be able to make a profit on doing such a thing. I mean, I understand that if you buy a ticket at X value and then you sell it at X, that's not considered scalping. But X plus anything is then considered scalping.
It's just gouging. It's the same way that they get the gouging laws during hurricanes and that kind of thing passed is the same way. I don't want to have to. This ticket's supposed to be $80 and he's selling it for $120.
But if it weren't for the so-called gouging that the scalpers do, there probably wouldn't be tickets available at all.
Oh, you don't have to explain it to me. I completely understand.
Are you willing to pay $30 more for a ticket or double the price or whatever it is, you know, at the door once an event's sold out? If you really want to get into the event, at least with scalpers, you have that option open to you, and that's that, you know, they're doing it in pursuit of profit, and that's one way that the marketplace it provides something that you wouldn't find in a completely regulated marketplace.
What's the biggest, what are the biggest incidents of scalping ever in the past? I mean, has anybody ever bought like an entire section of seats in a stadium and scalped that?
I don't know that there are any scalping. I haven't heard any scalping horror stories.
You know, quite often, I think these days, usually they limit the number of tickets that an individual can purchase
for
a lot of events. So I don't think that scalping laws... Somebody could make the case that, well, if scalping was legal, then you'd get these groups of scalpers that would, you know, buy all the tickets for the event. But it seems like the box offices do a pretty good job of managing that anyway to make sure that one
person... Yeah, and the fact is they're not stopping scalping. Going on in every parking lot of every major, major league sport out there.
Why the cops go undercover.
They may come out once every couple of years and try to round these guys up, but what do? They grab two or three, the rest of them, the word passes amongst them, and they go. What's the big deal?
It's crazy, isn't it? Just another prohibition, right? You can't buy and resell tickets.
A pointless
tickets.
Prohibition.
Well, so they're all pointless. It's all about control, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
It's all about telling people what they can and can't do with their own property. And as you say, it's their property. They made the purchase. If they want to tear the ticket up and throw it in the trash, they can do that. If they want to set it on fire, they can do that. But, whoa, taking a dollar over the price you paid for it, that's a crime? Where's the victim? Really, where's the victim? I mean, as you said, Nick, if somebody bought the entire stadium, and then resold all of those tickets and scalped them all for, you know, $5 a pop over top of the seat. There's no victim there because the stadium got the price they were asking for those tickets. You could say, well, the stadium could have gotten more money, but if they know that there's somebody out there scalping the entire stadium, then that should be an economic signal that it's time to raise prices.
The victim in that case, if there is such a thing, the person that is harmed most is if the scalper was the first person in line, is the second person in line.
Well,
and then on down the line from the third, the fourth, and the fifth. If anybody got in line...
Should have gotten there earlier. You're not a victim.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can make the same argument about stocks or any other market force where people can buy up commodities or anything. I mean, if the scalpers are asking too much money for the seats when they go to resell them, then they're not going to be able to move the seats or move the tickets, and they're going to end up taking a huge loss if they're buying up tickets by the thousands. And it's like anything else that you buy and sell in the marketplace. So I don't see
why... I think
why...
it self-regulates. However, going to the extreme here, I can see why people wouldn't like it, but I think that even without the laws in place, that it will self-regulate.
Right. I think they already do. I think the businesses that sell tickets already put limits on how much people can buy. So you'd have to get into the world of the absurd where you have, you know, these networks of scalpers communicating with each other to buy up tickets immediately when they go on sale.
Oh, I wouldn't go on the area of absurd. They may very well do just that. However, like you said,
a lot of effort.
You know, most of these companies are going to limit the amount that you're allowed to buy, and that's just going to stop it all right there.
Yeah, I generally speaking, I don't think it's that hard to get a hold of tickets for, say, a concert event or a sports event if you actually get them promptly when they go on sale. It's not a problem now, and there is scalping. And I think if you saw scalping, you know, decriminalized, you wouldn't see a whole ton more scalping going on.
Absolutely not. And in fact, it's the private
property. And the cops
would
be out there doing what they should be doing, which is
going after real criminals.
Right, going after real criminals.
But, I mean, think about it. Even if a stadium determined that scalping was a problem and something that was undesirable that they didn't want, they could absolutely have private security out in front of their stadium, you know, keeping an eye on the line of people there to make sure nobody's walking up and down offering tickets.
It's absolutely true. If they put on the back of their tickets, "This is not for resale," that shouldn't be something that you and I have to support in the form of policing.
Yeah.
It should be something that they have to do in the form of security. And if they can't handle their own ticket resale, then that's their problem.
But to be honest, I think a lot of people who would qualify as scalpers are not professionals out there making a ton of money. Sometimes,
somebody buys an extra ticket,
right,
and you know, so you didn't show up, and so I'm going to try to pawn it off on somebody else.
Yeah, and
front.
Maybe if you ask for, you know, if people are paying $30 on a $20 ticket for people who are scalping, maybe you're going to ask for $25, and because you're making some amount of profit, even though the ticket would just go to waste anyway, that makes you a criminal.
And what happens?
I know I've done that at
sure,
concert events because you have an extra ticket and it's a waste of money unless you unload it.
And it goes back to the question of where is the victim? When if I'm standing in line and Nick, you come up to scalp me a ticket that you had an extra ticket for, if I'm looking for that ticket, and there happens to be an undercover cop nearby that overhears all this, he comes in, you get arrested. I mean, you're the seller, you get arrested as the buyer. Do I also have liability? Will I also get put in handcuffs?
I don't think so.
If not, I bet you I won't get the ticket. I bet you it'll screw me out of the ticket. You'll get arrested, the cop will get the ticket, he'll get an arrest, and then I'm SOL because I don't get to go see the event that I wanted to go see. So really, it just rains on everybody's parade. 800-259-9231 is the number. If you want to tell us why it is scalping's a bad thing, because we just can't figure it out. We'd love to hear from you. And you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Wake up!